Kristen. Craig in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
On Sunday, it was projected that One Direction's movie This Is Us was going to win the four-day holiday weekend, but that ended up not being the case. The Butler came in first with 20 million in ticket sales, followed by This Is Us with 18 million.
Number four.
1 week after performing a very artistic rendition of Blood on the Leaves for the VMAs, Kanye West was hired to perform as a wedding singer. Yes, Kanye performed at the wedding reception for the grandson of the president of Kazakhstan, and TMZ's reporting he was paid over $3 million to swallow his pride and do it.
Number three.
A judge ruled on Friday that doctors could keep Amanda Bynes on long-term hold for up to a year, but sources involved with her treatment told TMZ the goal is to have her remain at UCLA Medical Center for 60 days. After that, she would go home with her mom and receive outpatient care. TMZ's reporting that Amanda's treatment is costing $3,500 a day. So that's motivation to get her out of there sooner rather than later.
Number two.
5 weeks before that debacle of a VMA performance, Miley Cyrus gave an interview to a British paper called Sunday People. She was very forthcoming, admitting that she has so many blanking issues that she's so blanked up and that everyone does dumb stuff when they're messed up.
Number one.
50 Shades of Grey author E.L. James caused some excitement in the Twitterverse on Labor Day when she announced via Twitter the lead roles for the movie version of her book. She tweeted that Dakota Johnson will play Anastasia and Charlie Hunnam will be Dr. Christian Grey. Of course, your first question is who? Well, Dakota's the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith, and Charlie stars on the FX show Sons of Anarchy. Look for the movie August 1st, 2014. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.